So, Bill, before you go there, you just told me a story about a blimp being shot down, or they think it was shot down.
Well,
tell me, but what do you know, and what's the date, circa what?
Circa what?
What's the date what we're talking about? 41, 42?
No, later.
43? Maybe. That's when probably German U-boats had their deepest penetration. 43 in the Atlantic.
Yeah, but they're off the coast. This was
right.
Off the coast.
Yeah, you're talking 10 miles off.
This was the K-14, which is a K-ship.
Okay.
They went down. They called for help. The Navy classified it as pilot error, flying too close to the water. People who went out on the scene to rescue the crew reported bullet holes in the envelope of the aircraft, and she had fired her own weapons at something. Nobody's talking much about it. The man who has researched it for years and years is a fellow I know, Fred Morin, who lives in Plymouth.
Can we ever arrange a meeting with Fred?
I can give you his email address.
Absolutely.
You can talk to
please,
him.
Yeah.
I've got a bunch of photos from Fred, but when you start talking the K-14, his ears perk up.
Yeah, I'd like to. Mine, obviously, as you see. The K-14, the folklore that I've heard is obviously you've heard about the landing of soldier saboteurs in New York.
Yeah.
The folklore of the Russians are coming, that movie was lightly based on allegedly a landing. I had heard that they had reconnoitered Gurnett Point. That raft came ashore at Gurnett Point. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah.
They walked around, and then they got back into the raft, paddled back out to their U-boat, and split. And then the other story that I heard, and I've been digging for this, and this is the first time, is that people were on the beach during World War II. I want to say 42. It's got to be a 43. And a barrage balloon or dirigible was shot down in broad daylight in front of them by a German U-boat. And I think that folklore has twisted that story.
Yeah,
and you said the K-14.
Well, the K-14 went down.
10 miles offshore?
Yeah. Ballpark? The K-14 went down, and there was initial claims that they engaged in combat with a surfaced U-boat. They expended all their ordnance, and the U-boat had fired rounds from its deck gun through the envelope of the K-14, causing it to lose shape and come down into the water. Another Weymouth blimp went out there and circled the area while ships arrived and rescued most of the personnel. Some of the guys drowned.
Wow.
I got all the names of the guys.
I would love to do some research on the K-14. That's the story I've been looking
for. The German Navy records claim that there was no U-boats in the area at the time.
Yeah, Germans lie.
Well, they've been known to.
Yeah.
But they have a theory of which boat it was, and that boat was later sunk. That was they thought was...
Was it 143? Was it...
The numbers in my research, but I can't.
U-322. I'm just trying to think, man.
I can't think.
Can we look into this? I'd love to get some more detail and talk to this gentleman. His name again is...
Fred Morin.
Fred Morin.
Yeah.
About the K-14. That's great.